Episode 10 of Season 1 of New York Undercover is entitled Mate and premiered on Thursday, November 17th, 1994, when the number one song in America was I'll Make a Love to You by Boyz II Men, and the number one movie at the box office was Interview with a Vampire starring Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt. This week's episode description reads, the detectives investigate the disappearance of a young woman involved in the adult film industry after another woman has been found murdered. This episode is written by series co-creator Kevin Arcady and is directed by veteran director Oz Scott. Scott's long list of directing credits include The Jeffersons, The Cosby Show, L.A. Law, Picket Fences, The Practice, Soul Food, CSI New York, and Black Lightning, among others. Key guest stars in this episode include Ruben Santiago Hudson, Lisa Vidal, and Kimberly Russell. And a musical guest, Keith Sweat. The cold open of our episode is set to the sounds of Salt and Pepper's None of Your Business as we see images of Times Square, including some of the adult-rated businesses and shops. Now remember, folks, this is Times Square of the 1990s before it got Disney-fied and cleaned up for the most part. In a bar called the Tease Bar, we see Leslie, played by Kimberly Russell. She watches as a few men in the bar approach her friend Kirsty Munoz and take her back into a back room. They drug Kirsty, among other things, and dump her body in a dumpster where she's later found dead. The following day, Leslie is standing in front of the bar when her friend Adriana is about to enter the club. Leslie pleads with Adriana to come with her, but Leslie is slapped by a bouncer at the club and Adriana is helpless as the men bring her into the club. Will the same fate await her? As we fade to black. Hi everyone, I'm Chris Rose and welcome back to New York Undercover Rewind, the podcast that discusses all things related to the TV series New York Undercover. Thank you for listening. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review us. And check us out on X, formerly known as Twitter, at NYUndercoverTV. Act 1 opens up at the precinct with Adriana's parents and Leslie coming to report that Adriana has been missing for the past 2 weeks. Turns out Adriana and Leslie are porn stars and that a sleazy porn director named Earl Jordan is involved. Torres and Williams promise them they will investigate, and they later tell Cooper that they need to go undercover as porn producers. This will allow them to investigate the Munoz murder and Adriana's disappearance. Cooper agrees to it and allows them to borrow some film equipment, but tells them to be careful with it. Torres and Williams meet up with informant Slick Rick in Times Square, where the con artist is selling videos of scantily clad women. Here's a quick side note. In the background of Yoba and De Lorenzo is a theater marquee promoting Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction movie, which actually opened around the time this episode was shot. That film opened in October of 1994. Anyway, Williams asks how they can find the porn director Miles Jordan. Slick Rick takes them both into the Tease Bar, where he introduces them as Jason and Gus to a few women and mentions they are film producers looking to make a few films. They meet the director Jordan and shower him with praise. So he's now intrigued, so he offers to show them the rough cut of his latest film, which happens to feature Slick Rick and is called Forrest Hump, a parody of Forrest Gump, the hit 1994 film. After offering them some cocaine, which they decline, obviously, the detectives tell Jordan they want Adriana for their next film. He tells them he will contact them tomorrow. Later at Natalie's, R&B star Keith Sweat is performing When I Give My Love. Now, Torres is there and enjoying the music and sees his sister Carmen's husband, Sammy, and his secretary canoodling at a table. Suspicious, Eddie approaches the table to say hi, but the husband denies anything is going on and says he and his secretary are just taking a break from work. Meanwhile, Adriana is in an apartment with Johnny, played by stage and screen veteran Ruben Santiago Hudson. The first of two appearances on the series by Hudson. His character, Johnny, is filming her while she is in lingerie and takes out a needle as we fade to black. Back at the precinct, Eddie's sister Carmen shows up to talk to Eddie and says her husband Sammy has been working late and not talking to her. Played by actress Lisa Vidal, Carmen thinks he is having an affair. But Eddie denies that Sammy is having an affair and says they'll go see him together. Meanwhile, Adriana's father arrives and demands to know why the detectives are not out searching for his daughter. He vows to kill Jordan if he finds him first. The detectives and Cooper tell him to relax. Now, while the detectives trail the porn producer Jordan, Adriana's father trails them to a location where Jordan is making a drug buy. He attacks Jordan and thus forces the detectives to break cover, breaking up the fight and arresting Jordan. In the interrogation room, Jordan says he kind of knows where Adriana is, but she is now with an agency called Metro Talent, and they're pretty hard to get to. They team up with Jordan and meet up with Tommy from Metro Talent and offer thousands of dollars to get Adriana. Tommy agrees to meet them later that night, but after he leaves, he places a call. On the other end of the call is a detective and his partner. Ding, 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 Johnny, played by Ruben Santiago Hudson. The two crooked cops check the police computer and see that Jordan has been arrested recently, but the names of the arresting officers are unavailable, likely undercover. The dirty cops are now suspicious as we fade to black. Before we continue with the recap, it's time for a trivia question. Actor Michael DeLorenzo, who plays Detective Torres, starred with Kimberly Russell, who guest stars as Leslie, on what 1986 to 1991 sitcom? The answer at the end of this episode. Act 3 opens with Eddie and Carmen making a surprise visit to her husband's office. Uh-oh. You know, no one likes surprises. Upon opening the door, they find her husband and secretary on top of the desk, making out. Carmen runs off, and Eddie and Carmen's husband yell at each other. Back in Times Square, and set to the sounds of Brandy's best friend, we see Leslie, who spots Adriana on the street and tells her parents are going crazy looking for her. Adriana says she doesn't want to go home and says she's gonna star in her own movie and that her stepfather is a vampire. Adriana walks off, away from Leslie and around the corner, and comes face to face with Johnny, who asks her where she's been. They think she should go get high together. Now Leslie is watching all of this and sees them walk off together. She goes to the precinct and tells the detective she saw Adriana, but they are suspicious of her and think maybe she has been getting paid to bring women into this lifestyle. She raises her hand to Williams, who then deflects it. She says she doesn't recognize who Adriana went off with, but says to Torres, "He had eyes like yours. He had cop's eyes." Back in Natalie's, Sammy approaches Carmen to apologize, but Carmen isn't having it. She tells him she is done with him, and Eddie interjects and tells Sammy to never disrespect his sister like that. Carmen tells Eddie she's okay. Meanwhile, back at the fourth precinct, Johnny and his dirty cop partner find Jordan in his holding cell and rough him up and try to find out who the arresting officers were. Now Jordan, who is under duress obviously, mentions Torres to them. In the darkened warehouse where the porn films are shot, Williams and Torres are set up by the dirty cops and shot at, but not before shooting the film equipment. The dirty cops escape as we fade to black. Act 4 opens in Cooper's office, where she is infuriated that $11,000 worth of damage to the film equipment has happened. Torres and Williams say the ammunition that damaged the equipment was from Glocks, surprising Cooper, who says that ammunition is licensed for cops only. Ding, ding, ding. Hinting that the cops may have done the shooting. Meanwhile, Adriana calls Leslie, asking for help, and gives her address location, but not before Johnny arrives and beats her. Leslie tells the detectives of the location and intends to meet them there, but when they arrive, they already find the police on the scene. Leslie has been killed and left on a park bench. She did, however, leave Adriana's apartment address on a piece of paper in her pocketbook. They arrive at the apartment and find Adriana there, handcuffed to a bedhead, and cry. Back at the precinct, the detectives ask Adriana to testify, but she refuses. Back in interrogation, Jordan reveals that the dirty cops paid him a visit in holding the previous night, unbeknownst to Cooper and the detectives. Cooper runs downstairs to the cop who was on duty the previous night and gets the name of the dirty cops, McBroom and Bosco, at the 23rd precinct. Williams and Torres arrive at the 23rd and find Billy McBroom and Bosco in the bathroom and arrest them. Side note, that 23rd precinct scene is the old Law and Order set, Also the same set likely used in the pilot episode of New York Undercover, which I covered in the past. Williams and Torres arrive at the 23rd and find Billy McBroom and Bosco in the bathroom and arrest them. They are paraded through the squad room at the 23rd and then later at the 4th, with Billy proclaiming his innocence until he sees Adriana, who seemingly will now testify. And we fade to black. End of episode. I give this episode a B for a few reasons. First, it is very dark and really kind of makes your skin crawl with the dark subject matter. Secondly, the B storyline with Carmen and her husband was interesting, but this was Lisa Vidal's first appearance in the show as Carmen, so we didn't necessarily have an emotional attachment to her character. Probably would have been more impactful if we had met Carmen in an episode prior to this. And it's kind of crazy because Torres's family had a lot of siblings. Sometimes it's hard to keep up with which sibling is which, but this is Lisa Vidal's first appearance as Carmen in the series. Now, before we finish, let's go back to the trivia question. Actor Michael DeLorenzo, who plays Detective Torres, starred with Kimberly Russell, guest stars as Leslie, on what 1986 to 1991 sitcom? The answer is Head of the Class, which Russell starred on all five seasons of the ABC sitcom, while DeLorenzo joined in season 4 and was in the last two seasons, season 4 and 5. Folks, that's our time for this show. I'm Chris Rose. Thank you for listening. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe, like, rate, and review us. And check us out on X, formerly known as Twitter, at NYUndercoverTV. What?